You know, I get those little picks.
Hmm.
That's my method. Beats were dope.
Mm-hmm.
That Best Buy being closed really blows my mind.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the sleep train continues. I love how crappy mattress places are.
Yeah. They're always disgusting.
It's just like a room, and like here's a bunch of mattresses. There's nothing ever like.
Yeah, it's like you could either put a mattress store here or like a Panera Bread.
Yeah. No decoration at all. It's always just like a warehouse with a bunch of fucking mattresses. Do you know anything about like mattress scamming and how all that stuff works?
I mean, I know that they always, that people only buy mattresses when they feel like it's on sale and they're getting a deal, so that they're always on sale.
But you know, weird sales, you know how they always have like the competitor prices and stuff like that?
Mm.
The companies have like these kind of sideways agreements to sell the same mattresses
under different
names.
Yeah. So they don't have to actually.
Yeah, so you can't actually compete. We ate at Outback Steakhouse.
Yep.
I had a New York strip with mash and green beans. You had the Outback special or something.
Yeah, I think it was a sirloin with some rice. Surprise.
But I was surprised because you were the only person I used to know that was ballsy enough to get the baked potato and
that was mostly mash. Just because I don't really like the their mashed potatoes or baked potato or anything like that, but it was, so I just didn't like most of the other sides. Like their rice used to be bad, like the seasoned rice or whatever was just really crappy.
Wow. Amazing how badly people do
simple
turning
driving.
Lanes.
Yeah. I got a chicken tortilla soup. That was pretty good.
Oh, it's Ludacris.
Ludacris.
Is he still acting?
Probably.
He's probably on like a television show.
He's in the Fast and Furious movies.
He was in Crash. Do you remember him in Crash?
I didn't see
serious acting.
I only saw one Crash. It was the one with James Spader in it, so.
And Gina Gershon?
Yeah. No. Holly Hunter's in it. Is Gina Gershon in it? I don't
know. Are we talking about Crash movie where people, they get in car accidents to have sex?
Yeah.
I kind of have a, Jeff, I'll tell you this, I kind of have a boner for Holly Hunter.
Sure, yeah.
I really like, she's got, I want to call it a Cleveland accent.
Mm-hmm.
Just, I don't know what it does. To me, it's almost close to a German accent for me. It is that, I'm just like, oh man. Just want Holly Hunter to talk dirty to me all night long. People are saying 1990s Holly Hunter, maybe. No, I'll take her up to like Jesus' Son. When, I don't remember when that was.
Mm-hmm.
It's early Billy Crudup movie. 90s, early 90s would be like Always.
Okay.
Where Richard Dreyfuss is a ghost. Don't be gross. I like Holly Hunter. I think she's a pretty lady. seems pretty smart. Travel romance. Her, Barbara Hershey. I like all those just kind of like B-plus actresses. It's like they had a career for like 2 years. I guess Barbara Hershey had longer. She had, she's in The Natural.
Yeah.
She's in Hoosiers.
I'm sure Holly Hunter's still in stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I'm sure she's perfectly fine.
Helen Hunt still in stuff?
She shows up every once in a while to make a movie. Helen Hunt to me was like banana bread. You know?
What's wrong with banana bread?
It's just like kind of like, oh, here you go. It's something somebody brought over as like a holiday dessert. You know? All right, banana bread. Okay. Like, she was okay.
What about Twister?
Twister's a strange movie.
Yeah.
Isn't Cary Elwes in that, too, with the American accent Cary Elwes?
I think so.
I think he's, like, the rival team.
Mm-hmm. Probably right.
Have you ever seen, what's that guy, Michael... I'll need the chat on this one for me. The guy who was in the new Superman movie that was the villain. He made this movie called Shelter, which is awesome. That is the movie that Twister would love to be. It's just about a guy who is super paranoid and thinks that a Twister is coming. Like some sort of storm and just... kind of obsessively, compulsively builds.
At the end of the movie, does like the storm come? And is he proven right?
I'm not going to tell you, Jeff.
Right.
It's kind of like the... who's the other guy in Twister that's the main guy with her?
It's Bill Paxton.
Yeah, Bill Paxton. So then Bill Paxton made that one movie, that kind of quasi-horror movie where he thought he was, like, protecting... like killing demons with his little kids, and he just had like an axe in that barn. That's a great movie too. Frailty, yeah, that's the name of it. If you want to watch like two good psychological thrillers tonight, I would watch Frailty and then I would watch Shelter. Those are two forgotten gem movies that people should watch.
How about instead I just go home and watch In the Mouth of Madness twice?
That's the Michael J. Fox one, right?
No, it's Rebecca De Mornay.
Oh, yeah!
And, Sam Elliott? No, what the fuck is the guy's name? This guy's on Event Horizon.
Lawrence Fishburne?
Nope.
Who else is in Event Horizon?
Sam Neill?
Oh, yeah, Sam Neill, the Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember liking that movie about friends. I remember it being dumb.
I love chat because you will get everybody answer to the same question. They'll try and solve it at the same time.
Uh-huh.
And you get the same problems that happen in real life conversation where somebody will fuck up the last name. They'll know who the guy is. They'll be like, Sam! Sam Hyde! No, well, you're close. Not Sam.
No.
Event Horizon is another good.
Yep.
That's another good thriller. people are just quoting Event Horizon now.
I'm just typing, do you see? Do you see? Over and over again.
There was a really good one that somebody brought up where it was, where we're going, you don't need eyes.
Yeah.
That's a great line.
Yeah.
The movie had me genuinely scared when I saw it in the theater.
It's really creepy. It's a really fucked up movie.
Get to watch. Nicole doesn't like horror movies. They kind of freak her out.
Yeah.
So I haven't had much time to watch any. I was able to convince her to watch one, which I feel pretty good about it being the last horror movie that I saw, which was Drag Me to Hell. Which is the what's his name? The Army of Darkness guy. Sam Raimi.
Sam Raimi. I only watch films by Rob Zombie.
Yeah.
Or Dee Snider, such as Dee Snider's Strangeland.
That's right, I forgot about that. Dee Snider is such a weird dude.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, I'll get a cashier that'll make a joke and they'll see.
Oh, that. Right, yeah.
Because he's one of the only people that actually spells it S-N-I.
Yes.
I saw an AMA with James Cameron, and somebody asked, like, what's his, like, guilty pleasure movie?
Mm-hmm.
He said the original Resident Evil movie.
Wow.
It was a really, like, he was a good AMA. He answered... like, just lots of random questions, made good jokes, like, seemed to know the crowd.
Yeah.
Like, answered stuff, like, what was, you know, what'd you think of the other Terminator movies? And, like, he was basically like, I think they're kind of garbage, you know? Like, yeah. It was kind of great that he, you know, he answered them the way they did. I guess they're doing a new one that's... they're gonna like reboot it.
Well, sure. Why not?
Guilty pleasure, somebody saying Buckaroo Banzai, that is a correct answer. But only the first half of that movie.
Mm. I don't know that that's something that someone would. I don't think that's a guilty pleasure. That's just like some people like that movie.
I guess that's true. I mean, it's kind of terrible.
Yeah. But so are most movies. Like, from... I was gonna say from that era, maybe that's not the right way to put it, but... there's a lot of just, like, B-grade, you know, like, Megaforce. I really want to watch Megaforce. I've never seen Megaforce, but I've read up on Megaforce, and it just sounds great.
There are a bunch of old, like 1960s, like stag films on Netflix for some reason.
Weird.
And of course, I saw one just randomly flipping through. I was like, we're totally watching this right now. So Nicole and I watched like 20 minutes of this terrible, like James Bond, like spoof stag movie. And then now all that just pops up in Netflix.
Oh,
it's like,
right.
Oh, you're the guy that likes.
Did you ever see What Do You Say to a Naked Lady, the Alan Funt movie?
No.
It's really crazy.
Like Zardo's crazy?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, I don't know. It's a bunch of segments. I mean, he's the candid camera guy, right? So
yeah.
Like, it just seems like it is him going off the deep end and saying, like, we need to do hidden camera stuff where just a naked woman shows up and what do people do? It's like large parts of it are just
is
that.
Is it a documentary?
No, they don't document the doing of it. They just do it. And,
I always felt Ryan was the connoisseur of that guy.
Yeah, I think we stumbled upon that, or I found that movie recorded and said, like, hey, you need to watch this.
Ryan was the person that, of anybody I knew, that watched the most America's Funniest videos.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. Like, he watched it without...
He knew a guy who was writing for it for a while.
Without irony, would just... And it was, like, later, right? Like, I didn't even know it still existed. Yeah, and it would be, like, that guy would be on a cruise ship. Because that's where they would fucking make it these days.
Yeah.
It would just be like a cruise ship audience for fucking American...
Like Tom Burger
or something.
Yeah, I know he knew someone who was writing for it that was a stand-up that was friends with his old roommate or whatever, but... I don't know. But yeah, so, like, they... And then there's this weird social commentary end of it also. So, like, part of it is just, like... titillation, like, oh, isn't it weird that this naked woman is here acting totally normal in this restaurant or whatever. And then it's like a black man and a white woman making out in front of a counter, like a bus ticket counter. And then they walk away, and then Alan Funt turns out to be, he's working the counter and says, like, what do you think of that? So it's like interviewing people without their knowledge about their attitude towards mixed race relationships.
Weird.
In like the, you know, late 70s, or I don't know, I'm not even 100% sure
I think,
when it was made.
No, somebody had it in here. I think it was like 1970.
Okay. Oh, all right. And it's just a super fucking weird movie, top to bottom. There is like a humorous song about rape. Set with, like, the video is like a man and a woman laying down, kind of making out with like a light bit of struggle to it.
Weird.
Yeah, it's really fucking weird.
Have you ever seen Putney Swope?
No.
You know that movie though?
I've heard the name, but.
So Putney Swope's this movie by Robert Downey Sr., which the premise of the movie, it's a satire. Is that a bunch of African Americans take over a television station.
Okay.
And, or like an ad, actually it was like an ad agency. And so we're just shooting like commercials, and it's all black and white. It's probably made around the same time. Super dark, but like, you know, hilarious. Same kind of stuff where it's just kind of throwing it in your face.
Yeah. Like, on some level, that must have seemed super edgy.
Oh, I mean,
when it,
like,
came out, but...
Yeah, just giant, ballsy... just weird. It was strange for me, because, like, I never really knew Robert Downey Sr. So,
right.
Like, you always...
He says he's working on another one. And he has some stuff that never really got released widely. See, after the last, like, basic compilation he did, he put out, like, a fitness-themed one.
I remember the fitness one. The fitness one was amazing.
I didn't like it so much.
It was the one with all the jazzercise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that stuff's, like, super funny, but I think I just liked the more, like, esoteric kind of random stuff than that kind of focused. And then he has something called Cop Movie that is all cut together, you know, cop movies, that showed, like, he was bringing it around, like, festival style or something, but it never got released on DVD or anything like that. And then he says he's working on a new compilation, but also there's an Adult Swim show called Hot Package that he made.
I think that's what you were telling me to watch.
Yeah, it's really good. It has some clips from the TV Carnage DVDs in it, too, but some other stuff that, you know, obviously he just has. Yeah. They didn't use any of that. And Pat O'Brien is on it as himself. Because it's like a fake extra.
Yeah. In suit?
Yeah. Like, in voice, everything. It is Pat O'Brien being television's, like, TV's Pat O'Brien.
Weird. Man, I kind of want to go home and buy all the TV Carnage.
Totally worth it. Well, I'll say that 3, 4, and 5 are totally worth it. The first two are a little rough by comparison, but at some point, if you're buying those, you might as well get them both.
Yeah.
There's also another crew called Everything is Terrible that is the same idea, and they put out some DVDs. I bought those DVDs, I just never watched them. I don't know. Why?
I think between the two of us, we could do a 24-hour movie marathon of just kind of weird, yeah, shit.
Yeah. Guy in Boston's friends with all those guys that are friends with some of those guys, I guess, with Casey and them. I guess does something called Trash Night, which would be a night of video. I don't know that it's necessarily one movie every time, but they just kind of watch some out there shit, some bad shit on a big screen. Stuff like TV Carnage just seems like way harder to make now, or it would be way harder to get people into it, maybe, because, like, just the internet is so full of bullshit.
Yes, I'd really like to, I feel that there's a decent, somebody should definitely make a weird, I think you could take every reality show that's on television in the last 10 years,
yeah,
and form, like, an actual plot line.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah, just cut them all completely,
right,
and just make, like, a full feature-length film based on mixing reality show characters.
Yeah.
And just kind of show, like, how editing has become the thing.
Yeah.
That'd be my art house piece.
Yeah.
When you do Outback.
Yeah.
Anything is everything, Sean.
I disagree.
I wish she wasn't crazy.
Damn. I'm still, like, slightly averse to talking after PAX. Like, just, my throat just hurts so much for a little bit there. Straining it, yelling.
I could do a Will's podcast tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
His contemplative idea was that we just get in the car and drive. I was like, I do that every day.
Last Friday, but I was out of town, obviously.
Ah. What did they say about it?
I don't know. I haven't heard back. I just got the invite to go.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Right.
You're tired, Jeff. Take a day off.
I might. I might do exactly that.
Just trying to figure out what that tag was.
Myself crazy trying to dig my tongue into between my teeth where this meat is stuck, and I have to get home and floss.
Gross.
What? This meat gets stuck between some people's fucking teeth all the time. What are you talking about?
What?
How is that a disgusting thing? I totally don't understand that.
No, it's gross.
Like, I'm not saying it's like.
Start talking about your feet.
That's not even the same thing.
Teeth are gross. Teeth are gross. I told you, I have PTSD from early dentist.
Mm.
Oh, get home to crazy dogs.
Crazy dogs.
And bow down.
Bow down. Yeah, tell those dogs to bow down.
That's what they'll do. There's my house.
That's your house.
All right, Jeff, thank you for the ride.
Yep. I'll see you.
Later, chat.
Remember, you don't have your keys.
I don't have them.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck a studio lyricist. I'm real with this. Me too, WC. I want to be in your mad circle. Awful lot of salt and pepper on this station over the last few weeks here.
You're now tuned into Shade 45.
Shade 45.
Sirius XM.
The hype is real.
Dad is, and he's like 13, so he's trying to figure all that out, and like I'm his best friend, so so that was a pretty good role. And then after that came next big thing came Eastbound and Down. Everyone yep. likes that one. That's
yeah, everyone likes that one.
Yep. So that was it. And then
I'd say Kenny Powers, I've told these guys, my favorite character in TV history. He's such a prick. I love everything about it.
Yeah, he's just real enough for you to attack him to someone in reality, but just crazy enough and big enough for you to, like, not aspire to be him, but, like, live through him, you know?
Yeah.
And it's a really good character.
He's, like, the ultimate douchebag that you love.
Yeah.
You know?
It's a really, like, deep combo.
That dude in the street, you'd be like, fuck that dude.
Yeah.
But you watch him, and every week you're rooting for him.
Yeah, and he's, like, he's really just, like, it's just, like, a raw redneck character. I mean, and, like, and Danny McBride is, and even Will Ferrell, they're from the South. They're from North Carolina.
Oh, really?
So,
okay.
Well, actually, Danny's a little further north, but, Will is from North Carolina anyway, so that's, they're Southern boys, you know, they're good old boys.
Right, They get the culture, the NASCAR, and
yeah,
all that stuff.
So they've seen that growing up, they lived around it, so anything they do, attacking the South, they've, or any characters they create, like Kenny Powers, Rednecky, is like someone they probably met in their lifetime, or, you know, seen,
yeah,
you know.
But, sure. So did where you grow up have anything to do with you getting hired for the show?
not really. How I got Eastbound and Down,
Tony Hawk,
was Talladega Nights, y'all remember that one?
Yeah.
Like Will Ferrell. So, it was auditioning for that to be one of his two sons, like the main two sons.
Uh-huh. Mountain Dew Kids.
Yeah, Mountain Dew Kids. And they'd already cast his little brother, and I was supposed to be the big brother, and I went on 6 callbacks, and anybody out there that works in the industry would know that 6 callbacks is extremely outrageous. There's usually only one.
Right.
So, like, they had 6 of them, and they kept bringing me in to audition in front of, like, higher dudes up on the chain.
So do you got to go from South Carolina each time they call you back?
Yeah. It was in Alabama they were auditioning, so yeah.
But on the 6th, so when you're they're narrowing it down to that many callbacks, is it just between you and the kid who got it at some point?
Yeah, pretty much. And, like, they basically just, like, some, when you're in there watching, it's like more, you kind of get more of it than watching on a tape. So eventually the 6th callback, they built up to having me, and they had already cast the little kid. So it was me auditioning with the little kid, like it would have been in the scene in front of Will Ferrell and Adam McKay, one of the producers.
Wow.
And so, yeah, anyway, they were like, yeah, man, like, I was actually way taller than him. It's way bigger than him. He was like, yeah, you're just not, like, aesthetically pleasing enough with the kid because, like, I'm way bigger, you know?
Oh, uh-huh.
But we like you, and we want to, like, work with you. So they called me back, like, a year or so later to start doing Eastbound and Down.
Oh, that's pretty
how I
cool.
Got
that. So did you even have to audition for Eastbound and Down, or was just you got it?
No, yeah, they called me up and asked me to do it. So,
dang. That's yeah. They're like, we already put him through 6 auditions.
Yeah.
We can just give him this.
I am loving you more.
Excited to get home and floss. It's gonna be awesome. Bought some new floss while I was on the road, you know.
You'll say we've got nothing in common, no common ground to start from, and we're falling apart. You'll say
through the day and night, the long loner seems to free his mind at night, at night, day and night, the long loner seems to free his mind at night. He's all alone, some things will never change. The long loner seems to free his mind at night, at night. Hold the phone, the long loner, Mr. Solo Dolo. He's on the move, can't seem to shake the shit.
say.
Oh, Mr. Solo Dolo.
He sees the life he made. The pain is deep. A silent sleeper, you won't hear a peep. The girl at once don't see no one in two. It seems the feelings that she had are through. Cause day and night, the lonest owner seems to free his mind at night. He's all alone through the day and night. The lonely loner seems to free his mind at night. At night, day and night. The lonest loner seems to free his mind at night. He's all alone, some things will never change. The lonely loner seems to free his mind at night. At night, slow mo. When the tempo slows up and creates that new. He seems alive, though he is feeling blue. The sun is shining, man, he's super cool. The lonely nights, they fade away. He slips into his white nights. He smokes a cliff and then he's on the way. To free his mind and searcher, to free his mind and searcher, to free his mind and searcher. Day and night, the lonely loner seems to free his mind at night. He's all alone through the day and night. The lonely loner seems to free his mind at night.
Yeah.
I'm home. I'll see you guys later. Have a good night.